old photograph I found in the attic.
Photos? I was framed, I tell you. How was I supposed to know she was married?
It's not of you. It's of some creepy old relative. Maybe she can help me figure out the family secret so I can finally get my witch's license. Hi, I'm Sabrina. I'm sorry to bother you, but I was trying to figure out the family secret, and I was wondering if you knew it.
Well, you didn't hear it from me, but while your Uncle Rupert was in prison for embezzling, his wife was having an affair with Rupert's brother, Sinclair, but the explosion wasn't his fault.
Whoa! So the Spellmans aren't the boring, pathetic losers they've been made out to be?
Good morning, Sabrina, and Sabrina's oddly dressed friend.
Dear, I've told you, when they come to the door, just take the pamphlet and smile. Don't let them in.
Don't you know who this is? Hey, you found the stuff I bought at the flea market yesterday.
A complete stranger.
But she doesn't have to be. Hello.
Who's now going to sue us? Tonight's show is full of belly laughs.
Whoa, Sabrina. Aren't you afraid if you keep studying for this Brainbusters competition, your whole head's gonna explode?
I just don't want to embarrass myself on Saturday in front of the entire school.
It must be a horrible feeling to look like an idiot in front of an auditorium full of people. Not that that would happen.
Oh, I'd love one. Are they hiding underneath those things?
These are my contributions to my first cheerleader bake sale, and nobody's buying them.
Come on, Burkhead, move some merchandise, or you'll be spit-shining my pom-poms.
Ooh, are they supposed to smell like feet?
You smell it too? Help.
It's all in the marketing. Here, have a cheese puff. It'll freshen your breath, whiten your teeth, and clear up your acne. Public's so gullible.
Our neighbor, Mr. Tobias, is the most infuriating man on the planet. He ran over our trash can again.
That was my favorite trash can. You can't buy memories like that.
That's not the trash can I was thinking of.
I am sick of his behavior, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Let's destroy everything that's dear to him.
Let's indoctrinate him into the cathedral of agony.
I'm going to write him a very stern letter.
You're a regular Mad Max, aren't you?
Hilda, what are you doing?
Isn't she a pip? I bought it at a yard sale for 75 cents. And they threw in this cool farmer's hat.
Why do you insist on cluttering up our house with useless junk from flea markets?
Junk? You're the one who bought Sabrina those encyclopedias.
Until you can prove to me that you can actually use this monstrosity.
I'm using it right now. I'm going to the store. Do you need anything?
Cheese actually makes you appear taller.
Okay, places, Brainbusters. This is not the food court at the mall. Okay, the Dordogne River meets the sea at which port city in France? Sheldon.
Bordeaux.
Yes, the cluster of stars in the constellation Orion. Sabrina?
The Seven Sisters.
Wrong. Oh, correct. Define Newton's theory of gravitational force. Perry. Yes, that's what it is, but I need it in words. Neanderthals lived in Europe during what period, Maggie?
Look out, coming through.
Wait, I don't mean to be an alarmist, but shouldn't we be wearing hazmat suits?
Food poisoning. Or should I say puff poisoning. They're all going to be laid up for at least a week, thanks to you and your accomplice, Valerie Sweeney Todd Burkhead.
Valerie would never wish kidney failure on anyone.
Well, I'm not blaming Valerie. I'm blaming you. You've been trying to sabotage this competition because you know how important it is to my career. You don't want to see me make principal.
Well, however true that statement is, I had nothing...
But it's not going to work, young lady. And I am holding you responsible for having another team ready by Saturday. And if you don't, you're going to see my ugly side.
You mean it gets uglier? Great. I've called everyone in the honor roll, in the science club, and all the students that wear glasses. Now what, Aunt Hilda?
You know, I'm sorry, Sabrina. I'd love to help you, but I've got to go flip the mattresses.
No. Well, come on. on, Valerie, you have to be a brain buster. This whole nightmare can be traced back to your mixing bowl.
No, but I freeze under pressure. I get dizzy, I sweat profusely, and I babble incoherently. Much like I'm doing now.
Harvey, you have to do it. You're my boyfriend.
Sure, you say that now. Wait till they ask me a question I don't know. Then all of a sudden, it's who brought the dumb guy?
Look, I really need your help.
Okay, you guilted us into it. Don't we need one more?
Unfortunately.
You want me to do you a favor?
What's the sudden fascination with pronouns?
I don't know if you were recently hit in the head with an asteroid, but the day that I do a freak a favor...
Is everything okay here, ladies?
We're fine. Libby just volunteered to be a brain buster, but I don't know if that's a good idea.
But I
think it's a splendid idea. If Libby wants to be on the team, then she's on it.
Darn it, Libby, you get your way again.
Mr. Tobias responded to my perfectly reasonable and rational letter by doing this.
A hunk of metal? He shouldn't have.
No, it's our mailbox.
Well, I have two words for Mr. Tobias. Water balloons. Aimed at his house. On the hour, every hour. I realize that's more than two words.
No, Salem, I refuse to stoop to that Neanderthal's level.
Quick! I need a spell to help fill Harvey, Valerie, and Libby's brains with, well, brains.
Sabrina, you know spells to make people smarter are illegal.
Well, it's not that they're stupid, except maybe Libby. It's just that they lack confidence, except maybe Libby. Is there a spell that would help them tap into the knowledge they already have?
There's a find your full potential spell, and it's okay to use on mortals.
Witness Mark McGuire.
Perfect.
But there's a catch. You need your witch's license.
But I can't get my stupid license until I figure out the stupid family secret.
I don't believe it. Tobias is spying on us with a telescope. Some people have no moral compass.
Salem, you've got to help me. I've got to get my license. Don't you know anything about the family secret?
Oh, Sabrina, you know what you could do for me? Order this water balloon catapult from Abercrombie & Witch.
No. Isn't there some distant relative nobody ever talks about? You know, like the black sheep?
Well, there is your Aunt Dorma.
Dorma? I've never heard of her.
Hence the secret part. Yes! Tobias and the paper just headed into the loo. That should give me enough time to teepee his house.
Aunt Dorma, pick up your crystal ball or reverse the charges on this call.
Who is this? I was sound asleep.
Oh, it's Sabrina Spellman, your niece. I'm sorry to bother you. I just wanted to ask you a question about the family secret.
No one wakes up Dorma and gets away with it. You'll ruin the day you were a...
Wrong number. Well, I really hope her crystal ball doesn't have Star 69. Is the family secret about Aunt Dorma?
Absolutely not. And don't contact her. She sleeps for 10 years at a time. The last thing you'd ever want to do is wake her up.
I did once, and she turned me into a porch swing. Promise me you won't go back up to your room and call her.
I promise.
Okay, the first woman to be elected to both the House and the Senate.
Oh, that's...
How about somebody else besides the Queen of the Lucky Guesses?
Oh, I know this one!
Yes, Miss Burkett.
Oh, don't tell me.
Mr. Kinkle.
Can I just drop and give you 20?
I told you, I'm only here to field the fashion and hair question.
Oh, no. Just a second.
The answer is Margaret Chase Smith.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, this is an unmitigated disaster. Miss Spellman, you will have plenty of time to think about what you have done to me in detention.
Oh, no, it's going to be fine, I promise. All we need to do is have an all-night cram session at my house. Aunt Hilda and South, I'm having some people over to study. Do we have any... Aunt Hilda, are you all right? Aunt Hilda, come on, wake up. Rise and shine. Look, a garage sale.
Poppies?
They're for me. From Aunt Dorma. Something tells me this is not the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Aunt Zelda, we've got a huge problem.
Poppies.
What's happening?
Where'd you get those flowers? Other realm poppies are lethal to Spellmans.
Aunt Dorma!
You didn't wake her up, did you?
Yes, I woke her up. Now help me get Aunt Zelda to the couch.
Sure. I'll grab her shoe.
Just wanted to have some people over to study. few minutes ago, my biggest worry was that we didn't have enough pizza rolls. No, crazy ants and a bunch of poppies. We gotta get rid of them. Oh no, Dorma must have put a spell on my finger so I can't zap the poppies away. What am I gonna do? Of course, wait 2 seconds for things to get even worse. We don't want any cookies, religious reasons.
Do you mind? We're supposed to be studying, not standing out here on your doormat. Which, by the way, feels cheap.
Oh, well, you'll have to go around back. The door is stuck, and this is as far as I can get it open.
Well, I've got an idea. What if the three of us all push on?
You want a war, Tobias? You got one. Just put your head between your legs and kiss your sweet... Hey, you know, I don't hang up the phone on you when you're threatening complete strangers.
Salem, you gotta help me. What else do you remember about the poison poppy spells?
Let's see. From what I remember, you have to remove the poppies from the house, or everyone affected by them will sleep for eternity, while their minds and bodies rot slowly into nothingness.
But I can't! Every time I try, my finger just makes more poppies!
That's a twist. But if you can keep Hilda and Zelda moving, you can delay the decaying process.
How am I supposed to do that?
Wait a second! I'm falling asleep too!
Don't worry, you're half mortal. That'll probably just make you drowsy for a few hundred years.
Oh, good. I was afraid it was something serious.
Sabrina, I can't believe I'm saying this. Let me into your house.
What are all the poppies?
Our greenhouse broke.
You have a greenhouse?
Did you guys come over to study or to ask questions?
We certainly didn't come here to socialize. Can we please go into the living room and get this over with?
Oh, no. We can't go in there. The pipes burst and the place is flooded.
Oh, I think I speak for all of us. Ew.
Why don't you guys just stay here and start studying, and I'll be back before you can say rampant mildew. Okay. I've got to keep Aunt Hilda and Aunt Zelda moving. To keep my aunts from spending an eternity in bed, make them act out what's currently going through their heads.
Finally, I got past the doorman at Studio 54.
Almost across the channel. I can see Calais.
That's what they dream of. It's a wonder I turn out normal at all.
So what was I doing?
Right.
Hey, Sabrina, we need your help.
Maybe you guys should spend less time talking and more time studying.
Take that, Tobias! Ooh, stained glass window. Expensive.
Salem, what are you doing? Why aren't you helping me?
Bigger fish to fry. Isn't she a beaut? Zelda was asleep, so I... borrowed a credit card.
There's gotta be something in here about getting rid of poppies. Let's see. Paprika?
Use is up. No.
Pod people. Humor of. No.
Salem!
Don't hate me. I only did it because I love you.
Here it is. Poppy cleanup. Press here for fast, efficient, friendly service. Finally, something easy. Can't they eat any faster?
Oh, yeah, well, we just came from a job at a garbage dump, and they're kind of full.
Rena!
Mr. Kraft, what are you doing here?
Well, I just came by to make sure you were studying. Why do I feel like I just walked into the middle of a Fellini film?
You are a wonderful dancer, Mr. Warhol.
Where are my notes? I've got to give a lecture in 10 minutes.
Zelda.
Oh, don't mind her. She's just experiencing a bit of dementia.
Oh, that research. And for what?
Oh, I understand. This is one of your experiments.
Where's my pants? My pants! Where are my pants?
You are wearing... You know, you really are overworking yourself. Now, my advice to you, start taking care of Zelda.
Great suggestion. Okay, well, we've got to get back to studying now. Thanks for coming by.
Take that, Tobias.
Hey. Is it okay to come out now?
Harvey, no. You'll ruin your shoes.
Okay, boys, take 5. It's a union thing.
You know, just get the goats out of here. I'll get rid of the poppies myself.
People wonder why shepherds are loners.
Hey, what's going on?
We heard some strange noises in there. It sounded like goats.
Goats? You guys have been studying too long.
Come on, goats. Time to go home.
So, how's the study going?
Miserably.
Will you help us? You don't need me. You got everything you need. You're smart and you have books.
So you're not going to help us?
I would, but I just have more work to do. You know, mostly mopping. But don't leave this room.
I despise this house.
Can't believe this. I'm drowsy and I'm operating heavy machinery.
It's all in done. It's all been done. It's all been
I beat you, Aunt Irma.
I won.
The poppies are back. I stayed up all night, and the poppies are back.
Sabrina, it's me, Valerie. Are you okay?
Valerie, hi. Oh, and Libby's here. I wonder if Libby's ticklish. Libby, are you ticklish?
Poor thing. She must be exhausted from cleaning up all night.
She didn't do a very good job. It still smells like mildew. She can't go to the competition in this condition.
I can sew. Actually, I can't sew, but I can knit.
Let me get her into my car. Maybe she'll perk up on the ride to school.
Oh, it's freezing out there. Hey, Libby, grab her coat, will ya?
Welcome, everyone, to the 1999 All-City Brainbusters Championship.
You sure you can do this?
Positively. No problemo. Fire those questions at me, Willard.
The first round will begin in just a minute.
1812.
Ronald. Sorry, Sabrina's just a little punchy from staying up all night.
Rogers and Hart. Oh, to get to the other side.
Tape over her mouth if you have to, but keep her quiet. All right, Westbridge, what is Newton's third law of motion?
I don't know that.
Westbridge, the capital of Madagascar is...
Snow!
Incorrect.
No, I'm not! Snow will get rid of poppies. Why didn't I think of it before? It's like the Wizard of Oz. To wake my aunts from terrible rot, send snow to my house, make sure it's alive.
The score is Revere 50, Westbridge, Bubkus. Next question, Westbridge. What is the highest peak in North America?
Mount McKinley?
My lord, that's right. 10 points for Westbridge.
I don't even know if I'm saying this right. Is it the Pythagorean theorem?
It is, because that's 10 more points for Westbridge. And the moderator is neutral, of course.
The Pyrenees mountain range extends from the Bay of Biscay to the Mediterranean Sea.
It certainly does. All right, this is your last question, Westbridge, for the game. What country is the largest producer of soybeans?
I know it!
America, you are correct! Westbridge wins!
I can't believe it. Studying actually works.
Sorry about that, Sabrina. I just couldn't risk it. What were you gonna say?
You got a pretty mouth.
No, you can come by my house and see it anytime you want. Just call first. I won. I'm going to be principal in 10 or 15 years.
Nobody takes a trophy away from me.
Oh, my goodness. Is she all right?
She's fine. Just exhausted.
What a night.
Between helping us study and the flood in your living room, which is now covered in snow.
I got a toboggan for my birthday, and I couldn't wait to try it.
Freak begets freak.
When she wakes up, will you tell her that we won the Brain Busters?
Yeah, she convinces us to study. This trophy belongs to her.
You know, Sabrina, one crazy idea after another.
Is there a Zelda Spellman at this residence?
Yes, may I help you?
You're under arrest for making threatening phone calls to your neighbor and breaking all of his windows with water balloons.
But I've been asleep for the last 12 hours.
You might want to work on that alibi.
Somebody's going to regret this.
I think she was talking to you.
Big time's over, Salem.
Please, don't make me scrub any more toilets. I keep falling in.
Sabrina, this is your Aunt Dorma.
You really are a black sheep. So, are you here for a social visit or to poison us in person?
To apologize and thank you for waking me up. I left my oven on, and if it weren't for you, my house would have caught on fire.
And as a way of saying she's sorry, we're getting a lifetime supply of mittens.
Oh, and how about a clue to the family secret?
Certainly. What a barn animal relatives for.
Birds, it's bad enough trying to figure out these clues. Nobody said anything about having to clean up after them. Oh, Salem.